You're listening to Dance Tips Daily. This is the podcast that provides a short and sweet daily routine to help you reach your dance dreams. I'm your host, Dani Albertina, and I read to you, with the author's permission, articles, blogs, and excerpts that equipped you to dance forward with perspective, confidence, strategy, and style. As a dancer, choreographer, and educator who's twirled through the highs and lows of this career, I'm passionate about curating information that inspires and improves the quality of dancer life. My mission is to highlight those who make our industry a brighter place by sharing their unique light and fighting for what is kind and right. DTD amplifies the voices of creatives who help you and me become a more well-rounded and grounded artist. I believe that daily routines have the power to transform into daily habits, and daily habits have the power to transform big dreams to reality. If you do too, and are ready to spend a little time growing a little more, little by little each day, let's dance in. Hello, friends. It has been a while. First and foremost, I owe you a big apology because not only did I throw off our schedule and our daily routine, but it was the first time in over 486 episodes that we were completely thrown off track. And you might be wondering, well, what happened? Why have 13 days passed and we haven't heard from you? Well, friends, I unfortunately caught the coves. And by coves, I'm abbreviating COVID-19. And that knocked me out for a good amount of time. I feel very fortunate and much better, but you certainly wouldn't want to hear my voice during those weeks. All that to be said, I did have some revelations. Like, first and foremost, after over a year and change of producing the podcast, I definitely think I need some help so I can consistently keep getting these episodes to you, and hopefully there won't be any more viruses my way. I hope I put in my due time after that one. But if I do get sick, or if schedules start to get a little bit busier, that no matter what, I'll still have the content ready to go for you. In 2020, when I first created the podcast and I had a lot more downtime, it was really easy to stay ahead of schedule. But now that things are starting to get a little bit busier and things are starting to open back up, it is definitely tricky to manage the ins and outs of not only a freelance career with teaching and performing and gigging and etc., but on top of that, doing a daily podcast, not gonna lie. So I truly hope that you can hear the sincerity in my voice when I say I am so, so very sorry for that little hiccup in our schedule. I will be going back and uploading those days that aren't accounted for. I did just want to check in with y'all today to just let you know I'm still kicking it, still doing okay. Just had a little detour, a little pivot step in our daily schedule. But yeah, I've said this before, as dancers, we're adaptable, and I'm excited to go back and still share that content with you because it is some exciting stuff. Okay, enough with the housekeeping and the disclaimers. Today is episode number 500, featuring Denise Kasten Clark, My Door Is Open. It's January 13th, 2022, and we have a Teacher Tip Thursday here for you at Dance Tips Daily. Let's dance on into Denise's blog. Notable figures in any industry have a responsibility to be approachable and accessible. In the arts, this means anyone who travels to educate, who is known as a performer and/or as a director or leader of any kind. What we say and do stays with those we interact with for years. Those moments that teachers at festivals, conventions, or professional studios, Steps, Broadway Dance Center, Edge, take to talk to students before or after class matter as much as the education they get during the class. The time that performers take to say hi to fans and sign autographs at the stage door makes them impactful beyond the character they play on stage. What we say on social media matters, and more so, how we say it. Most of us won't get to hang out with the very famous, but don't you feel like you could just sit and have a cup of coffee with Tom Hanks? Lin-Manuel Miranda's Good Morning, Good Night tweets lifted people's spirits so much, he put them in a book. They make their followers feel important, even though there are millions of them. When people look to us for training, guidance, or insight, it is our responsibility to them as individuals and to our art form as a whole to be approachable and accessible. 20 years later, they will remember what we said. Thanks so much to Miss Denise Caston Clark for giving us permission to share her short and sweet blog with y'all today. To learn more on Denise or read her bio, check out our show notes below. For our teacher tip Thursday challenge today, I challenge us to have concrete practices into place for how we make ourselves approachable and accessible, whether it be to our students before or after class, like Denise mentioned. Are we sharing some time to chat with them? Or maybe it's in the way we carry ourselves, having eye contact with our teachers as we walk into the room, saying thank you when we get a correction. Or maybe it's even how we carry ourselves on our social media. Are our messages positive and uplifting? Or are we coming off as a little bit guarded and closed off or maybe unavailable? That said, that is your short and sweet tip for the day. I hope you enjoyed. And as always, happy dancing. Thanks for listening today, and tune back in tomorrow for more short and sweet dance tips. If you're looking for a deeper dive, check out the bonus episodes released the first of every month where I interview those in our field who keep our industry moving and grooving. If you're looking for a little extra direction with dancing towards your dance dreams, head to our website where you can find your free goals planner or daily challenge tracker. If you like or don't like what you're hearing, please dance those fingers across your keyboard and give DTD a rating or review so we know how to best serve you. Until tomorrow, happy dancing.